So we were getting a lot of feedback in the sound system this morning for some reason. So I shut it off so we won't have to hear all the static. And I'm just going to try to speak loudly. I apologize for those that may have more difficulty hearing this morning. We'll see if we can get it sorted out next time around. So I wanted to focus this morning on those last two verses of our gospel lesson where Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light." It's kind of a famous scripture. Whenever I hear the scripture, I think of Handel's Messiah. I hear the particular music that goes along with these words that Handel wrote. I don't know if any of you can hear that in your minds. Don't worry, I won't sing it. It's an alto solo. So, but today, in this day and age, it seems that everybody has some sort of burden that they bear. Some trouble, some problem, some challenge, some weight on us. Kind of like the rocks that I made my children hold. We face the burden of our bodies that maybe don't do what we want them to do anymore. I don't know if anybody can identify with that, but both my knees click when I stand up now. So, I know, right? At 38, what am I going to do? Others face the prospect of living life alone after the death of a loved one. We have the burden of broken relationships, right? The world is full of those. We probably don't have to look very far into our own families, perhaps, to find some relationships that are strained or broken. Sometimes there's tension with someone that we care about. There might even be tension between people in church. These burdens can be really heavy to carry. You know, others are at a point in their lives where they have the burden of making choices and trying to figure out what on earth are they going to do with their lives. I know that it sounds wonderful to be, you know, sort of at the earlier part of life and be making these choices, but that's a burden. That's pretty stressful sometimes to figure out. You know, what are you going to do? I'm still figuring it out. No, I'm kidding. We face burdens of sin, temptation, burdens of guilt. Sometimes, you know, God has forgiven us because we've asked for forgiveness and we've repented, but we feel like what we've done or thought or said is unforgivable. So we hold our own selves with guilt and we don't forgive ourselves. That can be quite a burden. Burdens of conflicting loyalties, the burden of providing for our families. Life can be filled with stress and with cares and worries and situations that call for us to make choices that aren't always necessarily pleasant to make. Haven't made you all upset? Anybody reaching for the Rolaids yet? Okay. Jesus says, "Come to me, all of you who are struggling with life in any way, and those of you who have burdens you can't carry alone, and I will help you." That's quite a statement from the creator of the universe, if you think about it. Jesus knew that we would have a difficult path to follow in life. Life is not easy. If we go back to Genesis, it talks about how when sin entered, all of a sudden there were going to be thorns and we would have to make our bread by the sweat of our brow and daily toil. Life is not easy in a world that is filled with sin and under the curse. Sin makes life difficult for us because it's put into the world those things that God wanted to keep from us because he knew those things would separate us from him. But we wanted to be like God and know what he knows. And so now we know all the ways in which life will make us carry burdens and load us down with guilt, with broken relationships, with challenges, with not so perfect and failing bodies and a whole host of other things. And Jesus says that he wants to help us. He'll walk beside us. He'll help us carry the load. Yesterday, during the middle of the day between thunderstorms, we went to the lake. We went over to Echo Lake. And any of you that have been there know that it's a long walk from where you park down to the water, and they have these lovely carts that you get to drag along with you to put all your stuff in. And with four kids ranging in ages, we have quite a pile of stuff that we put in the cart. And Elisha, you know, wants to drag the cart with me. And or to say, "No, Dad, I want to do it." But he's not tall enough to even lift the front of it off the ground. And it probably weighs a few times what he weighs, but he still tries to haul that load all the way down to the lake. And so what ends up happening is I take 90% of the load, and he takes just a little bit of the load, and we do it together. And in that way, he's able to drag all of that because I'm there to help him out. And I won't mention the fact that I almost ran him over with the cart. Wait, I just did. I did run him over, my wife says. But Jesus uses in our text an illustration of the day to kind of explain carrying the loads. He says that the yoke is similar to the yoke, you know, used on oxen. He puts the heavier part of the yoke on the stronger one and the lighter part of the yoke on the one that is not quite as strong. Anybody here ever driven a team of oxen? Good. Okay. Then if I say something not quite right, no, just kidding. But our Father bears most of the weight if we allow him to. Jesus bears most of the weight if we allow him to. That's why I bore the weight with Elisha and helped him kind of haul this cart. Our Father in heaven bears the weight of our trials in life, our burdens, our cares, our struggles that we have. So we don't have to live life alone. We don't have to live with all of our failures, all the frustrations, all the burdens. We bring them to him. He'll take our burdens upon him, and he replaces it with his yoke, which is easy, and his burden, which is light. He's gentle and kind and will give rest for our souls. He's not saying, "I'm going to take away your stuff and load you down with other stuff." Like I said at the beginning of the service, sometimes we sort of feel like living the good Christian life is running around in a panic. And when someone says to you, "You know, how was your week?" we feel like we've done something wrong or not enough if we don't say, "Oh, it was really busy, we had a great time." God doesn't necessarily call us to busyness. You might have seasons of busyness because of what God's called you to, but God calls us to be with him, not always do for him. You've probably heard the saying that we're human beings, not human doings, right? So when we surrender our burdens to the Lord, and we don't have to carry those heavy weights around anymore, all of a sudden we're thankful to the Lord for what he's done, and we're freer to be used by him, to be able to say to others, "Here's where you can lay your burdens. This is what happened to me. And I can see that you're carrying this burden. But Jesus has the power to lift that burden from you if you will entrust it to him." This idea of laying down burdens is really important for us because everyone has burdens. Everyone has parts in their lives that are filled with burdens, with problems, with heartache. You know, over the past few years, I've gotten to know many of you here, and it's been an honor to do that. And I've come to know some of your life stories, and you've shared some of yourselves with me. And we all have burdens. We all have stuff. I can appreciate the good news of the gospel message this morning for everyone here that we need to hear over and over again that we are loved, that we are not alone in the world, that we have someone to share our burdens with, someone that truly cares for us, who is Jesus. So he says, "Come." The invitation is given to each of us. Come to the Lord with your cares, with challenges, with sin, with guilt, with grief, with unforgiveness, all the burdens of life, and he will help you carry them. So I hope you'll hear this invitation this morning. During the time of prayer, following the sermon, there's going to be an opportunity, if any of you would like to, in a tangible way, come and pick up a bourbon and lay it at the foot of the cross. You're going to have an opportunity to do that. For myself, sometimes it helps to sort of get up and do something tangibly, to move my body, and that kind of thing, as I'm seeking to move in my soul and my heart and my mind. So Isaiah 61. This is what Jesus read when he went to the temple. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners. Do you feel oppressed in any way? Has your heart been broken? Do you feel a prisoner or a captive of something in your life? It goes on and says, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Are you mourning in some way? It doesn't have to be recent. You could be mourning from something 40 years ago. He goes on and says, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. So God wants to take all of the oppression, all of the sadness, all of the mourning, all of the captivity, all of your burdens, and replace them with his yoke, a garland instead of ashes, gladness instead of mourning, praise instead of a faint spirit. That is the yoke of Christ that he is offering to us. There's a hymn that says, I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, thou weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary, worn, and sad. I found in him resting place, and he has made me glad. What a difference it is when we lay down those things that are weighing us with Christ, and the joy that he gives us in return. Quite an exchange. So when our burdens are lifted, and all that brokenness is taken away, Christ replaces those with his love and with his joy, with his gladness. We have the opportunity to care for others out of love. And the amazing thing is that a burden carried out of love seems much lighter than the burden we carry because of brokenness. So Jesus helps us to carry that burden. We can be an instrument of love to others, to help others carry their burdens, to share their life story as we have shared our life stories with Jesus. So Jesus can change your life. You don't have to carry it anymore. Come to him. Come and rest. Sink into his arms and finally give everything that you've been carrying to him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light.